A Friday morning. It is technically the first day of summer in a little bit over an hour and a half, 10:54 a.m. And today we're talking Riley County Extension. We're also going to talk with the Riley County Senior Center here later this hour as well. Our first guest here, Megan Doherty, Nutrition, Health, and Food Safety Agent here with the K-State Riley County Extension. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's always good to talk about different things here. Are you excited for the start of summer?
You know, if it wasn't raining so much, I would be a whole lot more excited.
I know.
But
did you get poured on your way in here?
It actually stopped right before I came in, so that was fortunate enough.
Very good. Very good. Well, glad to see you here. And we're going to talk about freezer meals here today.
Yeah. Just some tips and tricks to keep in mind when you're doing it, if you want to get started with it, why they're beneficial. And then we'll briefly touch on, I have a class coming up that you can sign up for if you're interested in kind of seeing what they're about. And we'll get into that a little bit later. So when people think of freezer meals, generally they think first off that it's a little overwhelming, which it can be if you tackle it in the wrong way. A lot of people think they have to go in and make like 5 or 6 meals or 10 meals even, and that can get pretty overwhelming pretty quick. So one of my biggest tips is just to start small, and whether that be just prepping some ground beef to store in the freezer or some shredded chicken that you can throw in a casserole or quesadillas later on, just simple things like that. Even when you get home from the store, if you prep your fruits and vegetables ahead of time, first off, you're more likely to eat them in your fridge. But then if you notice that their expiration date's coming up, then you can just go ahead and throw those in the freezer. They're already prepped and ready to go. You don't have to worry about doing it later. Another thing for starting small is that when you're making a casserole or something like that that might do well in the freezer for that night to eat, go ahead and just double or even triple the recipe, and you can eat one now and then throw some in the freezer for later. Then you'll have 2 meals or 1 meal in the freezer for later that you can just pop out and then pop in the oven. So those are some of the ways that they kind of save you time. They save you money in the long run because you're not eating out, which we all know can get expensive, one, and also is not generally the healthiest option. So this allows you to eat at home more often, saves time because you're not running here or there. You don't have to cook at home, and it's just ready to go. So that's a little bit on that. Another big pro about it is that when you're cooking at once, you don't dirty your kitchen as often. And I don't know about you, but I hate cleaning dishes. That's yeah. One of the worst parts of cooking, right?
I agree, yes.
So if you're in the mood, you're cooking, you get all of these prepared, you don't have to clean the dishes multiple times. You just have all of it done at once. So say you made 10 meals today. They're in the freezer ready to go. You only clean up once because you're using the same materials that one time. Just clean them up and you're ready to go. As when if you made those 10 meals separately, you'd have to clean the dishes up every time you did it. So that's one of the biggest perks that I like about freezer meals, is just because I hate doing dishes. Another thing is they're great for when you're busy or you have busy days. I know a lot of people have really busy families, especially in the summers with traveling sports or just local sports, a lot of kids' activities and clubs and stuff like that. Parents are working during the day. The last thing they want to come or what they want to do when they come home is cook a meal. So with these freezer meals, it's generally better if you pull them out and let them sit in the refrigerator for 24 hours and then pop them in the oven. They cook a little bit more evenly. You'll get a better texture to them as well. So if you can do that in advance, great. If not, you can throw them in frozen as well. And it's just kind of a great tip for if you're busy, just pull it out, throw it in the oven, and you're good to go. So that's great as well. And then, like I said earlier, you're not driving through the drive-thru last minute. You can eat at home. So that saves you time, money. Like I said, it's generally cheaper. When you can figure these things out, it generally comes out to about $1 per serving or a little bit less than that. So what do you generally spend when you go out to eat? I mean, for one person?
One person, maybe $7 to $10?
Yeah, so it might seem like a lot of money up front, but in the long run, it's really not. It'll save you time and money overall. So another great thing is that, say, you don't want to cook one day, but one day you really are in the mood to cook. It's a great way. You can get all that cooking done in that one day, and then that day when you don't want to cook, you'll have something to eat still. Also, with dietary restrictions becoming a huge thing evolving in our society today, it's really great because you can mix up whatever you're going to mix up, and then you can take some out. So if you have somebody that has like a gluten allergy or a nut allergy or something like that, you can make your portions for the rest of your family the way you can, and then make it that special way for your other person in your family or your friend, whoever you're making it for, the other way. So you don't have to do it all in that one batch. So that's another nice thing that people don't always think about either.
You know, I think whenever I know it's important to meal prep and do stuff like that, I find it hard sometimes to get inspired. You can make just five casseroles here, but is there maybe a certain tip you have there for people that maybe can meal plan, maybe make a menu? Is that a good idea?
Yeah. Even just in regular day life, making a menu before you go shopping is always a great thing. You generally don't buy what's not on your list. I always highly recommend that if you have time. Because then, you know, you can start to get a lot of stuff in your cart that you don't necessarily want. But yeah, for freezer meals, if you want to plan a menu, you can go to K-State Research and Extension's website. We have plenty of resources for recipes on there if you're stuck, and there's lots of great resources out there as well. And then just kind of what I like to do is, if I make something or if my family makes something or something like that, and they really like it, then I'll just make note of it and, you know, have that for future. And then you kind of have those to refer back to. So almost anything can be frozen, I will tell you that. So the only thing you get into is quality of things. But as long as it's not in there for very long, that's not really a super big issue. So the last thing about freezer meals is that I know I like to entertain a lot. So when I have family over, or friends over, and they spend the night or stay the night, stay the weekend even, I'm generally busy cleaning my house, getting it ready. The last thing I want to do is cook for them as well. So if you don't want to go out to eat all the time, you can always have these freezer meals just ready to go. Just pull them out of the freezer, pop them in the oven, they're ready to go. Like I said, maybe a little thawing in there, but otherwise pretty just grab and go. So those are some benefits of the freezer meals, which I find super helpful. So yeah, those are kind of the tips and tricks I have. Most freezer meals will last about 3 months in the freezer. They can go a little bit longer than that, but then like I said, you'll get into those quality issues. They still should be safe to eat. It's just they might not be the best quality or texture at that time.
What do you find is the best thing to store them in? I kind of go back and forth. I don't usually store them in glass because I'm afraid that it's going to crack or something.
Yeah. So there are some glass containers that are freezer safe. You want to make sure that they are freezer safe, and they should say that on the packaging. Another thing that a lot of people run into is they say they don't have space in their freezer. So if you are making like a casserole, for instance, you can go ahead and line your casserole dish with like aluminum foil, put your casserole in there, put it in the freezer for a little bit until it's frozen, take it out of that casserole dish so you're not keeping your casserole dish used and you can use it again. Just pop it out in that aluminum foil. Put it in a Ziploc baggie, date it when you made it, when you need to use it by, however you want to date it. Mark what it is, and then just put it in that Ziploc baggie, and then that you can store it that way. You can also use like aluminum pans. Those work really well as well. But I always highly recommend Ziploc bags just because they can be flattened. They store a lot easier. They're not as bulky. So there's lots of different options out there.
Brandon, I just want to bring listeners up to date. We do have an update to pass along the severe thunderstorm watch for the KMAN listening area has now been canceled ahead of time. It was in place up till 10 o'clock this morning, so that's some good news, and that applies toward not just Riley and Pottawatomie, but also for Gary, Marshall, and Nemaha counties as well. Still some problem areas to the east. Shawnee County's getting some heavy rain, I understand, out around the Stampede grounds right now, and some heavy wind, too. So, but the good news here for our immediate concerns, a severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled.
All right. Thanks for the update, Dave. So moving on here with freezer meals, what's your next tip?
That's pretty much all I had as far as like tips, but I just want to put a little FYI out for, I have a class coming up on freezer meals. It'll be July 2nd from 5:30 to 8:30, and we might not go the whole time. We just wanted to get that on your calendar just because it does take a while to do some of these things. It'll be at Potter Hall. We'll be making 10 meals for you to take home. So you will leave with 10 meals, with each meal having about 6 to 8 servings per meal. And like I said, the cost of it is $80, but when you break it down, that's about $1 per serving. So it's really not, it seems like a lot of money, but when you leave with 10 meals, it's really not that big of a deal. I will say there is limited space. Registration closes on June 25th. You can register at riley.ksu.edu, or you can call our office at 785-537-6350, and we can get you registered or answer any questions you might have about it.
Okay. Well, such a great opportunity here. I think we have a caller here, so someone's got a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
What a great deal with the freezer meals. As a bachelor raising my son, we would do the guy thing with the barbecue on the weekend and then a Ziploc bag it and throw it in the freezer, because we had the microwave was our salvation. It has a defrost cycle. But I would tell him, you be sure and eat your vegetables at school at lunch, because Daddy doesn't do vegetables. Get the guys here in the studio telling you the stories about the Ziploc bags in the freezer. It is so great. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for calling in.
You know, this is like a perfect thing for us radio types. Especially me, you know, and Brandon's a little different, you know, my schedule. I'm, you know, a single guy. I'm running around all over the place. And I need to do something like this. I've talked about doing this, but I just never get around to doing it.
Right. And that's one of the biggest thing. It kind of can seem like a big time-consuming thing, but just starting little, like I said, if you're making something, go ahead and double that recipe. Throw one in the freezer, eat one that night, and you have it for later. Another great thing is, if you are single or you're just eating for yourself or your kids or something, you don't want necessarily a full meal, you can definitely portion that out into littler containers. They make the smaller aluminum ones. They also make smaller Ziploc baggies. Just make sure they're freezer safe, like I said. And you can just do individual sizes and pull out what you need for that evening. So that's also a great option as well.
When is this deal?
It is July 2nd. From 5.
It's like a Tuesday?
It is a Tuesday, 5:30 to 8:30. So, and we'll do a lot of the ahead, like the food prep. So if anything needs cooked, it'll already be cooked, and you're just really going to assemble it. So we're doing a lot of the labor for you.
What would you say are your go-to meals for a freezer meal?
Oh, that's tough. I try and make a lot of meals that are not just one dish in itself. So it gets your grains in there, it gets your protein, it gets vegetables. It's hard to get all of the food groups, but I try to get as many as I can to make a complete meal in one dish. So I like a lot of like Mexican taco casseroles or something like that. My absolute favorite is, it's called Chicken Divine, I think. It's got like chicken and rice and broccoli, and it's great. So those are a couple of my favorites. But, you know, the typical lasagna is always great to have on hand, especially when you're hosting people or those kind of things. So whatever your favorite meal is, typically it can be frozen.
Okay, Megan. Okay. Unfortunately, I was doing a lot of other radio things talking about this. It is July 2nd. What time does it start?
5:30 in the evening.
At Potter of Hall.
Potter of Hall.
And what do we need to bring?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing?
Not at all. We will supply all of
the answer to my prayers.
You just have to show up ready to go. So if you want to bring an apron.
An apron?
Yeah.
What are those?
We will also have some available. So you really don't have to bring anything except just be ready to go because it will be pretty fast paced. Like I said, we have 3 hours together. Not sure we'll be there for the full 3 hours. But we want to give you a little bit of information as well so that you can do this on your own at home, not just doing it with us there. So it should be a good class.
Where do you you want people to pre-register for this?
Yes, just because we will be doing a lot of the prep in advance. That way we know how much to buy and that sort of thing. So like I said, registration closes on June 25th, which is this coming Tuesday. So definitely if you are interested, go ahead and get on our website. That's the easiest way to register, which is riley.ksu.edu, and there will be a link on there.
Fantastic. Well, all a bunch of good information here. Megan Doherty, Nutrition, Health, and Food Safety. Anything else we should know?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I do have a story that came across the news line the other day, and it was about how long you should keep leftovers in your refrigerator, and kind of ties in. Yeah. And they said no more than 3 or 4 days. Is that pretty much a rule of thumb?
That is pretty well a rule of thumb, yeah. So you want to go, it gets a little bit more scientific than that about what ingredients are in it and that sort of thing. But just a good rule of thumb is 3 to 4 days. And if you're not going to eat it within those 3 or 4 days, go ahead and pop it in the freezer. And then it'll last up to 3 months in there. So, you know, never let food go to waste.
Yeah, I hate throwing food away. I just feel like it's a complete waste of money.
Yeah. Well, and especially with those fresh fruits and vegetables, I know I always have a hard time with that.
My dog doesn't seem to mind too much when I but, you know, here when last month, you know, with the evacuation, I cleaned out a lot of my refrigerator, my freezer. My daughter's refrigerator and freezer is now really full, but I don't expect it to return. But I found some stuff back there that, and you say 3 months in a freezer?
Well, it depends on what you, I mean, you can go about 6 months sometimes. Okay. It just really depends.
I blew way past that.
Yeah.
I blew way past that.
Well, and a good thing, like I said, make sure if you are doing freezer meals that you're dating them and that you mark what they are. That way, because, you know, when it's in a freezer, it can kind of lose some of its appeal sometimes. Still tastes good. But
mystery food.
Yeah. So definitely date it and mark what it is. And then a good rule of thumb also with your freezer is the first in, last out. So when you first buy something, go ahead and move it. Or if you're making freezer meals, put them to the back and move that other stuff forward. That way you're eating that older stuff first.
What about things, and I'm extenuating here, if that's all right with you, Brandon.
That's fine.
A lot of people are getting a lot of things out of the garden this time of year. We're starting to see some produce and stuff. Keeping those types of things, I mean, do you have any general rules of thumb for handling those over a long term?
Yeah, pretty much any, like I said, if you have room, go ahead and freeze stuff. A lot of people want to get into like food preservation with canning and those kind of things, which is great. There is just a science behind that. And if you don't do it properly, you can get very sick from that. So if you have the room, go ahead, prep the stuff, get it in the freezer, how you're going to use it. So if you have bell peppers, I always dice a few up and then sometimes I'll cut a few into strips. That way I can use them in fajitas or something like that. So go ahead and think about how you use that produce in the future and go ahead and prep it to how you will use it and then just throw it in the freezer.
All right.
Good stuff. Well, Megan Doherty, again, thank you for being here and hope a lot of people get signed up for this class.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That'll do it here for this segment. More in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.